One reason McCain and Obama tout coal is they're convinced we have plenty of it, and they even agree on how to make that point. Here's McCain first.
Our coal reserves are larger than Saudi Arabia's supply of oil.
We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. We've got more coal than just about anybody else.
The Saudi Arabia of coal. Now that's a sexy political metaphor. It sounds like coal's just waiting to be scooped up. Where do politicians get this idea?
It is really based on data published by the Energy Information Administration.
That is Mike Mellish. He crunches coal projection numbers for that agency. Politicians cite a government figure that we have 250 years worth of coal. Mellish calls that a very rough estimate. Mellish says we get that number by estimating how much coal we can get out of the ground economically. Then analysts compare that to how much we burn in factories and power plants right now.
And so that's really the basis for that statement of 250 years.
Mellish says if we use more coal, we'd literally burn through the supply faster. There are critics who pounce on the idea that we have plenty of coal. One of them is Richard Heinberg. Heinberg studies energy for the Post-Carbon Institute, a green think tank. He says politicians should not expect cheap coal for centuries.
It assumes that we can continue extracting the stuff from the ground at constant rates until one day it all just runs out.
Heinberg says America does have lots of coal, but the amount under the ground isn't the only thing that counts.
We tend to get the cheap, easy stuff first, and then the production peaks and then tails off for a long time afterward.
Heinberg predicts companies will have to invest money to keep finding new coal, and that will raise coal prices, not in centuries, but maybe in a few decades. And Heinberg says there's another reason Obama and McCain should not have so much faith in coal. Coal plants put loads of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and that makes the global warming problem worse. Both candidates want new technologies to put coal's carbon emissions underground.
But there are a lot of questions as to whether this is really going to work. The costs of capturing all that carbon dioxide and moving it around and burying it will be enormous, and they will add to the cost of electricity that we make from coal.
For Heinberg, all this talk about the Saudi Arabia of coal and that 250-year figure, it's all a big bet, and it could have a high cost if we're wrong.
If we're going on the assumption that there's plenty of coal out there for many decades to come at current prices, and we build infrastructure accordingly, and then a couple of decades from now, suddenly coal starts becoming much more expensive and scarce, we will have gotten ourselves into a very difficult place, sort of like what we've done with oil.
A lot of energy experts are more upbeat on coal than Heinberg is. They admit it's not clear how much coal we have, but it's a heck of a lot, and we know how to get it. They say they don't blame Obama and McCain for giving clean coal a chance. It's just that we should have started testing it a decade ago. A decade ago? Politicians don't like to say that we've missed the mark by a decade. It's little wonder we haven't heard that on the campaign trail. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Alvey.